morning.
早上好。
I want to greet everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
首先祝大家有一个快乐的圣诞，有一个蒙福的新年。
For today's message, I want to share with you finding home for the unhomed.
今天我们的题目是使那些有家归不得变成有家可归的人。
This is actually a title from a chapter that I'm writing for a book entitled Contextual Theology in Asia.
我目前在写一本书就是这个这个我们叫做处境文化处境神学的一本书呢，里面的一章是我在写这一篇。
I've been working on this since last year.
我从去年呢就开始在写。
And I'm still revising it until now.
到现在我还一直在编辑的当中。
But anyways, don't worry, today I won't be sharing the chapter, but my reflection on that chapter.
今天呢你不要担心会很长，但因为我不是要讲这整章但是是讲我对这个题目的一些反思。
But just to give you an idea, the chapter is all about how we can help diaspora communities discover their identity and belonging.
这章本身呢主要是在讲那些分散在海外的或者说在自己这个家乡以外的这些居民我们怎么样让他们重新在发掘自己的身份是什么。
I was able to write on this because of my involvement with the Lausanne movement.
我所以能够写这些东西呢主要是我跟这个洛杉运动的一个合作。
Because of the Lausanne movement, I was able to get connections and to be able to partner with other institutions to do scholarly writings about diaspora.
所以有更多的联系，在这方面有研究的人，所以可以来写关于这个分散在海外的一些居民的这个题目。
And I thank God for BSOP support as I was for allowing me to be involved with the Lausanne movement.
所以我谢谢飞盛让我有这个机会跟洛杉这个运动能够有这样的配搭合作。
However, as I have told the BSOP faculty and staff, I would also like to inform the BSOP student body that I have already stepped down from the Lausanne movement as catalyst for diaspora.
另外一方面呢，我已经告诉我们的学院，现在也告诉我们的同学。我现在已经卸下来了不再参与这个运动的研究了。
And the reason for that is for my own personal health issues and also for my own sanity because I cannot handle too much, you know.
主要的原因呢，一方面是我自己健康的问题，另外一方面呢，让我这个头脑还是会很清晰不会混乱。
Okay. Okay, anyway, just to give you an understanding of what the Lausanne movement is all about or what Lausanne is doing.
但是给我们一个概念，这个洛杉运动他们在做什么。
It all started by Billy Graham and John Stott.
所以这个是之前戈培里还有这个 John Stott 他们所开始的。
And it's a mobilizer for the global church to do the work of God.
当然呢，也就是要发动全球的信徒来传神的福音，来扩张神的国度。
And under the Lausanne movement, they have different issues, relevant issues that we face today, that they are engaging with.
所以他们呢就有研究或者讨论或者参与今天我们这个世界很多不同的这些课题。
And one of the issue is diaspora.
其中的一个课题呢，也就是所谓分散在海外的不同的居民。
So as a Chinese Filipino, I am a Chinese diaspora.
所以呢，原则上，比如说我们在这里的华侨本身，也就是可以说离乡背景，但是我还是一个华人。
So as I do this research, I like the definition by Lawrence Ma, a Chinese diaspora himself, about what diaspora is.
当我在做这个研究的时候呢，我就采用也是一个华人的一个作者，他就使用了一个词，我觉得这个词蛮有意思的。
He said diaspora must be understood as a process, a group of people, a geographic area, and a spatial network.
他说这个所谓分散在各地或者分散在海外，我们应该理解这是一个阶段，也是关于一个族群，还有某一个地区。是跟这个地区性的一个研究。
So when we talk about diaspora, it's not just about immigrants or refugees. It's about people who are in a process of transition.
所以呢，我们不要仅仅想到所谓移民或者是难民啊，而是说有一批人呢，他们在这个人生过程当中是在一个进阶的流程的当中。
And in their process of transition, they are in one specific location and developing community or establishing network and communication.
所以呢，在这个流程当中，他们是在一个过渡的一个时期，在这个过渡的时期当中，在某一些地方，他们还是要在那边呢来建立他们的这个社区社团。
So in relation to diaspora, I want to share with you the idea called an home.
这边呢，我要跟大家分享有关于这些所谓流居海外的人，有用英文的一个词叫做 an home.
So what does it mean to be an home?
所以如果我们说 an home 到底是什么意思呢？
Who are the unhome?
谁是那些所谓 unhome 的呢？
And why Christians are unhome?
另外一方面，为什么我们也可以说基督徒也是 unhome?
We have already read our passage today.
今天我们的经文呢是在哥林多后书四章十六节到五章的一节。
If you have your Bibles with you, please turn again to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to chapter 5 verse 1.
请我们每个人把我们的圣经保留打开在哥林多后书第四章到第五章。
I'll read it in English. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
格林多后书第四章十六节到五章一节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的都是暂时的，所不见的乃是永远的。我们原知道，当我们这个地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
So what does it mean to be unhome?
所以当我们用英文这个词 unhome 的意思是什么意思呢？
Let me introduce to you Homi Baba.
我来介绍这个 Homi Baba 这个人。
Homi Baba is a professor in Harvard University teaching humanities and literature.
他是在哈佛的一个大学的教授教这个人文学。
And he's a Parsi Indian.
Parsi.
Yeah, Parsi from Persia.
So he is a Parsi Indian.
So growing up in India, he already feel unhome in India.
他在印度长大，在印度呢，他就认为他是一个 unhome 的一个人。
His ancestors are actually from Persia.
但他的祖先呢是波斯。
And their religion is what we call Zoroastrianism.
所以他们的这个宗教就是 Zoroastrianism. Okay.
So Homi Baba felt at home when he was in India, and when he migrated to United States, he also felt at home.
后面呢，他又移民到美国呢，他还是会觉得是 at home. 那就让我就直接说这个 at home 是什么啊？就是你不是没有家，而是有家归不得。
Yeah. So that's the definition of the unhome that Homi Baba talks about. It's not that you don't have a home, but you don't feel at home.
不是说你没有家，就像我们国内的同学，你是有家，但现在你回不去。
So Homi Baba in his book The Location of Culture, he talks about the unhome and he uses the story of Isabel Archer.Based on the novel The Portrait of a Lady.
所以呢，这边呢，他也就利用一本的这个小说，是这个 Henry James 写的，是吗？所以是讲到一个女士的一个生活生命。
So Isabel Archer is actually an American who lives in London.
所以 Isabel Archer 呢，她是一个美国人，但是住在英国。
She's actually not very rich, but she became an heir to a large estate.
啊，虽然她本人不是太很有钱，但是后面呢，她却得到一大笔的一个别人的遗产。
And then one day she was tricked by her friend Madame Merle to marry Madame Merle's former boyfriend.
啊，但是有一天呢，她就被她的这个所谓好朋友骗了。啊，那她就被骗呢，就嫁给这个好朋友的男朋友。
Because the motive behind Madame Merle's insistence on Isabel to marry her ex-boyfriend is because she wanted also to get a hand of her estate.
啊，所以这个骗她的啊，就一直拉这个线呢，一定要他们结婚，因为她后面自己也可以得到一些的好处。
And so Isabel Archer in this story was trapped in a lonely house with an unfaithful husband.
所以呢，她就真的嫁给他，然后呢，她就被作为好像软禁在一个屋子的里面。
And so Baba uses this story and quoted a passage in the book to bring out the issue of being at home, one who has a home but is not at home.
所以虽然这个女子是住在一个屋子，在这个家的里面，但是她整个的感觉，这个不是在家里。
And so, the book, The Portrait of a Lady, writes.Between those four walls she had lived ever since, they were to surround her for the rest of her life. It was the house of darkness, the house of dumbness, the house of suffocation.
所以这个女士呢，她就是被限制在这个四个墙壁的里面，并且呢是一生就是在这四个墙壁的里面。这是一个黑暗的房子，是一个没有感觉的房子，也是一个很逆袭的一个房子。
So it's really a very sad and tragic story.
所以这是一个非常悲哀的一个故事。
So the unhome is one who feels displaced in an in-between position or having mixed emotions in one's situation or context.
所以当我们用这个词的时候，他就讲到一个人呢，他被他住在一个不是属于自己的一个地方啊，不是他原来的那个环境。
In the Philippines, we have an expression that we often use called out of place or OPI.
在英文呢，有时候我们也用这个OPI 这个词，就是说你好像不属于这个地方啊，或者说你在这个地方你感觉没有这个归属感。
So like for Filipinos, sometimes we use the word I OPI ako or I'm out of place, especially when you are in a party and then you feel like you're not really part of the party.
比如说你参加一个宴会呢，好像你就不属于这个宴会啊，没有人认识你，人家不理睬你。
Sometimes it's because you don't wear the right dress code, or you don't speak the language, or you just don't really feel part of the team or the group.
可能呢，因为你没有穿这个针对性的这个礼服啊，或者说你不懂得人家的语言啊，或者说这个氛围跟你本身呢就是不适合的。
And so this is a very good example of what it means to be unhome.
所以这个呢就是我们所说，如果我们说 unhome 的这个意思。
So unhome is being in that state wherein you are in transition or what we call liminality or in between.
所以呢这个主要的概念也就是说你就在一个过渡的一个时期的当中。
Now, most of you have already heard me talk about life in BSOP as a seminarian.
我们在这个开学的时候我们的老师已经有跟我们谈到，也就是这个适应这个环境的这件事。
And then during that talk, I always talk about how you as seminarian students are always in transition.
所以我们也谈到说，作为一个神学生呢，我们一直都在一个过渡的时期。
Although you are here in BSOP, but you will not be here forever.
现在你在飞升，但是不会一生永远在这里。
Just 3 or 4 years, you are here in BSOP to study.
可能只有3年或者4年。
So it's a transition in your life.
所以在你的生命当中，这是一个你的一个过渡期。
And maybe even though you have a dorm, you have friends, you have teachers, there will be times you feel at home.
所以虽然这边你有你的好朋友、你的室友、你的老师，但是呢，某个层面你还是觉得这个不是你所谓你自己的一个家。
Especially for students from outside the Philippines, like China or in Korea, the Philippines may not be your home.
所以我们当中，比如说国外来的同学，菲律宾本身就是不是你的 作为原住地啊。
Another way to think of the unhomed will be the Chinese in the Philippines.
另一方面，我们也可以想到这里的华侨，他们也可以用 unhomed 这个来形容他们。
The Chinese in the Philippines have been here for like hundreds, for centuries of years.
菲律宾的华侨其实在菲律宾应该有几百年的历史了。
Unfortunately, even until today, there are some Filipinos who still continue to persist in their stereotypes about the Chinese in the Philippines.
但是一直到今天呢，有某一部分的菲律宾人对华人还是有那某种的这种所谓印象啊，或者形象。
An example I want to give is that recently there was a buzz going on about the Chinese in the Philippines who's Winnie Monsod, a news commentator, stated that the Chinese in the Philippines are actually having their loyalty to China instead of the Philippines.
比如说最近呢，有一个菲律宾的这个报刊的一个写作的人呢，他就表达说，在菲律宾的这些华人，他们还是忠于中国，而不是忠于菲律宾。
And so this created a lot of uneasiness, surprise, and even anger among the Chinese community in the Philippines.
所以呢，这个也激起了我们在这里华侨的有一点感慨、愤恨或者说两个族群之间的一些的矛盾。
And representatives from the Kaisa para sa Kaunlaran, which is the Chinese Filipino organization here in the Philippines, have expressed their concern about this issue.
我们这边有一个这个华侨的一个机构就是要促进中非这个关系的这个机构，所以他们对这件事情呢就有关心，也有一个回应。
So Teresita Ang Si, Caroline Hao, Maya Ang Si, and even Richard Chu, wrote articles about their reaction or response toward what Winnie Monsod said.
好，所以这几个我们比较认识的这些所谓华侨的这个关心华人的事情事工的人，他们都有写一些的文章来回应 Monsod 所写的。
Now the point is, for the longest time, Kaisa para sa Kaunlaran is fighting for unity between the Chinese and Filipinos in the Philippines.
其实这个机构呢，本身就是要促进中非的这个友谊跟这个关系，让他们可以和谐共居。
And they have been trying to inform the public that the Chinese in the Philippines whose citizenships are already Filipinos definitely have their loyalty in the Philippines and not in China.
他们当然也尽量让菲律宾的这个人知道说，这些华侨他们也都已经入籍了，所以他们的这个国籍也都是菲律宾国籍，所以其实他们的是会效忠菲律宾，而不是所谓效忠中国。
So it hurts the people, especially for the Kaisa who were fighting for this, that even until now, for many years they've been educating the people, and yet it seems that those people at the top remain to have these age-old stereotypes on the Chinese in the Philippines, as seeing them as having their loyalty in China.
所以呢，我们可以这样讲，那些比较排华的菲律宾人呢，他们到今天一直还是把我们定位为就是外国人并且说我们不喜欢菲律宾，还是说我们不会效忠于菲律宾。
The fact is, I speak Filipino very well than Mandarin.
包括我自己，我的菲律宾话比我的中国话更流利。
And my cultural adherence and practice have been very much mixed already.
我个人的所谓这个文化背景，还有我的一些作风，其实更多其实是更像菲律宾人了。
And so we have to be careful not to confuse with ethnicity and one's citizenship.
所以很多时候呢，我们不能够把我们这个是属于什么种族跟这个我们是属于什么国籍混为一起。
Because many Filipinos, when they migrate to other countries, they also retain their Filipino cultural practices or Chinese or whatever ethnicity you are. Whenever you migrate, you leave to another country, you still maintain a lot of your own cultural preferences.
其实就像很多的菲律宾人，他们去了美国他们还是保留菲律宾人的文化他们的生活方式，他们吃的东西他们其实还是保留的。
Reminds me of a story. It's a Korean drama entitled Return.
我曾经看过一个韩剧啊，它的英文的这个名字叫做《回归》。
In this drama, what I really like is it's a crime investigation drama, by the way.
这个剧本呢是主要是一个侦探片啊。
And then there's this one scene wherein the lawyer is asking the defendant, okay, the one who is suspected for a crime, what is the truth? Tell me the truth.
所以呢，在其中的一个场景呢，就是这个律师就问那个被控的人说，你可以把真理告诉我吗？
And then the defendant or the suspect answered her, what is the truth?
所以这个被控告的人就反问说，什么叫做真理呢？
And then the lawyer was taken aback and was not able to reply.
这个律师就不知道怎么回应。
And then the suspect, she answered and said, the truth is what you want to believe.
他这个被控告的人就说，真理呢就是你想相信的东西，对你来说就是真理了。
And that's the sad thing about our life today.
这个也就是今天我们人的生命或者生活的一个悲哀的一面。
Because many times we know the truth, or the truth is over there, but we don't care to really search the truth. And we just hold on to what we want to think about, or what we want to believe in.
很多时候真理是在那里，但是呢，我们更愿意去持守我们愿意相信的东西。
And this will cause stereotypes, prejudices, discrimination, and inequality.
因为这样呢，也就会产生种族跟种族之间的一些歧视或者优越感，还有这些错误的这种的印象。
And in Christ, we have the Word of God.
但在基督里，我们有神的话语。
So God's Word is the truth.
我们当然相信神的话就是真理。
But many times we are also blinded by what we have in this world and continue on to wallow in our pain or to be complaining about what's happening instead of really appreciating what God is working behind the scene.
但是呢，很多时候我们并没有真正好像接受神的话语，所以我们还是愿意在我们的痛苦的当中在那边起起伏伏，而没有真正去经验或者经历或者相信接受圣经里面所告诉我们的真理。
So going back to the Chinoys in the Philippines or the Chinese in the Philippines.
所以我们回到这个所谓菲律宾的华侨。
Maya Ang Si, the daughter of Teresita Ang Si.
就是这个 Teresita Ang Si 的一个女儿叫 Maya.
She wrote an article saying, in 2007, Kaisa Para sa Kaunlaran was thinking that finally, the Chinese and the Filipinos could proceed and work on the Kaunlaran because we are now Kaisa.
在他写了一篇的文章，就是说在2007年的时候，他们这个机构以为这个中非的关系呢已经来到一个地步，已经互相的了解，可以一起来合作做一些有意义的事。
But sadly, with what Winnie Monsaud have written, and even earlier what Francisco Chanel Jose have written, this led Maya to think that, you know, we may not truly be united yet.
但是呢，就因为 Monsaud 还有 Chanel 这两个比较排华的作家的写作呢，让他想到其实我们还没有达到那个中非和谐的这个阶段。
And so those age-old stereotyping can cause a lot of harm.
所以我们知道，就是说这些一般错误或者已经过时的这些印象呢，常常会带来很多的痛苦。
And the unhomed people are usually the victims of prejudices.
所以这些所谓有家归不得的人呢，他们就会有很多没有安全感。
So who are the unhomed?
所以谁是那些有家归不得的呢？
The unhomed is not one who is without a home, but one who is not at home.
是这种人，不是说他没有家，而是他现在不在家里。
A home is where you feel belong, and yet the unhomed is one who is not.
这个有家的人呢，是因为他觉得这个地方就他可以感受这个是他的家。那个没有 unhomed 的人，就他不感受这个是他的家。
So the unhomed are the immigrants.
他这个可以包括移民。
The immigrants have to move out of their own country and live in a new place.
所以移民呢是离开他们的国家，住在另外一个国家。
And they have to go through a lot of transitions.
啊，他们当然都要经历很多的这些过渡啊调整。
The unhomed are also the migrant workers.
啊，这些也 unhomed 的人也包括那些外劳。
Or those are contract laborers.
啊，在国外工作的这些人。
After a year, 2 years, 5 years, some of them work for 10 years, and then they have to leave the place where they were working and go back to their own homes.
所以他们在国外可能在那边做工一年、两年，甚至于十年，但是后面就还是要回到自己的国家。
The unhomed are those international students like you.
还有包括我们的所谓国际同学啊，你们也是有家归不得的。
Who have to leave your country and come here to study for2 years, 3 years, or 4 years.
啊，所以我们可能也离开自己的家，来到这边三四年来啊，完成这个学习。
Or those foreign professionals.
还有比如说啊，外地来的这些专业的人士。
So like Dr. Joel Williams and Becky Williams, who are here with us.
好像我们的老师Joel 跟 Becky， 他们也是一样。
Or even Dr. Sunny Liu and Sophie Liu.
还有这个吕博士跟他的太太
，and so many more. I cannot say all their names, okay? But you guys have been professionals who are serving in this country.
所以他们都是专业的人士呢，他们也是离开他们的原居地，来到一个不同的一个环境。
The unhomed are the refugees.
当然我们说这些难民本身也是一些无家或者有家归不得的。
The refugees are those people who were forced out of their country because of war, famine, or natural disasters.
所以他们呢不是自愿要离开他们的国家，但是有时候因为天灾人祸还是战争被逼要离开自己的国家。
Among the refugees, there's one group we call IDPs or internally displaced people.
所以在这些难民的当中呢，有一个群的人，我们称他叫 IDP。
The IDPs are people who were displaced within their own country.
而这些难民其实是在自己的国家，但是呢，他们就是无所适从。
For example, in 2013, when Yolanda hit the Philippines, okay, 7,000 people were killed and around 4 million Filipinos were displaced.
比如说我们在2013年的时候，这个海燕大台风的时候呢，就死了7000人，还有大概有100万的菲律宾人，他们在各地也变成无所适从或者无家可归这样的一个情况。
So these 4 million Filipinos are what we call the IDPs or internally displaced people.
或者说这400万的菲律宾人呢，他们是在自己本地无家可归。
The unhomed are also people in transition or encountering trials.
另外一方面呢，我们也可以说那些正在经历一些这个试炼，或者说经历一些难题的，但是在自己的国家里面。
And for this reason, I would say the Christians are also unhomed.
所以同样的，我们可以说，其实我们基督徒在世上，也就是所谓是有家还暂时归不得的。
In this passage where we have just read in 2 Corinthians 4, 16, 5 to 1.
所以我们所读的这个经文啊，哥林多后书四章十六到五章一节。
Interestingly, Paul brings out the opposites, okay, to show the surpassing greatness of having Christ in us than, you know, what we are about to leave behind.
保罗呢是从另外的一个角度让我们能够看到我们在耶稣基督里面我们这个伟大的盼望。
And so, allow me to read it again in verse 16. It says, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day."
我们再重新看一下第十六节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却新是一天，一天新是一天。
So outwardly we are wasting away, we are growing old, we are becoming sickly, but inwardly in Christ, we should be progressing in our relationship and intimacy with God.
所以虽然我们的外体，我们的这个身体会慢慢的老，会慢慢的 软弱，但是我们的内心因为有主在里面，我们跟主的这个关系应该一天新似一天，或者每一天更进步。
Verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
因为我们这自战自轻的苦楚是要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
When Paul says light and momentary troubles, I do not think that Paul is simply trivializing the pain and the problems that Christians are facing.
这边呢，保罗提到这个苦楚是很轻的时候，它并不是低谷了，就是说今天我们真正的这些痛苦。
In fact, in this same chapter, he was talking about how he was pressed down, how he was perplexed, but in the end, he still continued to put his hope in God.
所以原则上，我们在这个哥林后书里面会有其他的经文会看到，保罗是其实是经过很大的这些所谓外在身体的一些逼迫痛苦。
But the reason that he uses the word light and momentary troubles is to differentiate, okay, and to give emphasis that the eternal glory we will have someday outweighs all the troubles and all the pain that we are experiencing in this world.
所以他用自轻自战来形容他所受的这些苦难，主要是从一个比较的一个角度来说，将来我们所要得到的是远远超越今天我们所受的苦楚。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以呢，我们不是顾念眼睛所看见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So let's fix our eyes on what is unseen, on what is eternal.
所以呢，我们应该把我们的眼目呢，聚焦在那永恒，可能不是肉体的眼睛所看得见的。
For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
因为我们知道，在这个我们地上这个帐篷，就是我们的身体毁坏的时候，就要得到上帝亲自所造，不是人手所造，在天上永远的房屋。
So living on earth, we will definitely have our issues and problems.
所以今天我们还活在世上，当然还是有他有这些问题，这些痛苦。
But we have to remember to fix our eyes on Jesus.
但是我们要记得，我们要聚焦在主耶稣的身上。
In fact, Jesus himself is an home.
其实我们看到耶稣他来到世上，也应该说他是 an home， 也就是有家归不得。
We are celebrating Christmas.
现在我们在庆祝圣诞。
But when Jesus came, he was not welcome.
好，但耶稣来到世上的时候，并不是大受欢迎的。
He was what? Born in a manger.
他是降生在马槽里。
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Born in a manger.
但是是降生在马槽里。
Not long after, he had to be a refugee.And to stay in Egypt for his safety.
不久他就变成一个难民，就逃到这个埃及，为了这个安全的缘故。
Growing up as a little boy, his parents could not understand why he wanted to stay in his father's house.
他这个年轻的时候，少年的时候，他的父母也误解他，或者说不能够明白他。当他留在圣殿说我应该关心我父家的事。
It must be hard for Jesus to be a little boy.
所以耶稣呢，做小孩可能也很不容易的。
But I also believe that it was so hard for Joseph and Mary to raise the Son of God.
但是我想，玛利亚跟约瑟他们要来抚养这个神的儿子，也怪不容易的。
Jesus is also at home when he went to his people.
Went to his people. 所以当耶稣出来跟他的这些国民一起生活的时候，也感觉是一个 at home 的人。
He faced a lot of opposition, especially from the teachers of the law.
所以呢，他有很多人是反对他、攻击他，特别是这些律法师。
they cannot recognize him as the Messiah.
他们认不出或者不愿意认出他是弥赛亚。
They even plotted to kill him.
他们甚至于就计划要把他杀掉。
And indeed, Jesus was crucified.
当然我们知道耶稣确实是被钉了十字架。
And all this we know that because Jesus loved us so much.
当然这一切的发生是因为耶稣爱我们。
So why Christians are at home?
Why?
Why?
为什么今天我们做基督徒，我们也说我们是 at home 呢？
Well, Jesus was at home and unwanted by the world he created.
耶稣来到世上的时候，他也是 at home， 他也不被这个他所造的这个世界的接待或者欢迎。
He reminded his disciples that he was not of this world.
一方面，耶稣也曾经提醒他的门徒说，他不是属于这个世界的。
Even though this world belongs to him.
虽然原则上这个世界是他造的，所以呢是属于他的。
Jesus promised his followers a home in heaven.
耶稣也应许跟随他的人在天上有一个家。
And he assured us that in this world we will have tribulation, but in him we will have peace.
另外一方面，他也肯定我们在这世上，我们照样还是会有痛苦，但是在他的里面我们有平安。
So why Christians are at home?
为什么我们说基督徒也是 at home 呢？
Because our identity ultimately rests in Christ Jesus alone.
因为呢，我们的这个身份只能够是建立在基督身上。
Your and my identity is not based on what we have or who we are, but because of who we are in Christ Jesus.
所以你跟我，你跟我的这个身份不是根据你拥有什么财物。也不是你原来的这个所谓种族的这个身份，而是因为我们在耶稣基督里所给我们的这个身份。
And our home ultimately is not in this present world, but with God in heaven.
所以我们之中的家不是在这个地上，乃是在天上。
In closing, I want to share a song by Audrey Assad, I Shall Not Want.
结束的时候，我要跟大家分享一首的诗歌。
And may you use this song also to reflect.
这个诗歌的题目就叫做我不缺少什么。
This is based on Psalm 23.
当然这个诗歌还是根据诗篇23篇。
Just for the Chinese to be able to understand the lyrics of the song, may I ask a...
我们略略的可以把这个词看一下。所以从我们贪爱这个世界的安舒，从我们这个关心我们什么都没一无所有还有我们喜欢这个世界，主啊，求主你让我从这些东西得到释放，求神让我得到释放。从什么东西释放呢？就是有时候我们要被误解，有些时候人家不会接待我们，有时候我们是非常的孤单，但是呢我并无缺乏。当我尝试了你的好处，我就什么都没有缺乏。所以虽然 okay, 所以求主使我能够得到释放。从什么东西得到释放呢？就是惧怕要去服侍别人，惧怕死亡或者试炼，惧怕要过一个非常很卑微的生活。
Okay, so I hope this will be our prayer to God that indeed we will find home in him.
希望这个也可以成为我们的一个祷告，求主让我们可以从这些我们没有安全感还有这些反面的东西可以走出来，我们就一无所缺。
sure.